Let us bow our hearts in prayer before God today. Holy Father, thank you and praise you for your word, and thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that we can worship you and give you all glory in Christ, Father God. For this is your will, Father God, regarding our lives, that we glorify you. Lord Jesus, Father God, even as I speak of and lead the congregation in worship, Father God, help cover me under your wings and help me to hide behind your cross. Lord Jesus, I realize my own unworthiness, Father God, and bring myself before you, Father God. Thank you and praise you for your forgiveness, and thank you and praise you for the strength of your word and the strength of your name. Pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. There will be a few verses that we'll be going through, so I would like to read those verses. We don't necessarily have to turn to those parts of Scripture, so I will be reading from the King James Version. And I'd like to start with three verses and start on from there. The main verse that I've taken for today is Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 20. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Psalm 40, 6 and 7. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. Hebrews 10, 5 to 7. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. In the beginning, even when the earth had no form, nor was there any sky, nor trees, nor animals, and not even man, God was. And the three persons of God were. Today I want to focus on Christ, who was and is and shall be forevermore. Amen. John 1:1 says, in the beginning he was with God and he was God. Philippians 2:6 says, he was equal with God. John 17:24, the latter part says, that the Father loved the Son even before the world began. Now, secondly, even as the earth was created, as the waters were separated from the land, as the sun, moon and stars were formed, as trees, birds, aquatic creatures, animals and finally man was made, we see from John 1 verse 3 that by him were all things created that are in heaven and on earth. When sin entered through disobedience of our humankind, even in that instance, Christ is mentioned as the seed of the woman who would bruise the serpent's heel. We go on to see it was Christ to whom Abel looked, even as he offered a more acceptable sacrifice. He, having offered the firstborn lamb, showed faith in sacrifice and atonement. It was of Christ that even Enoch spoke of. Jude 14 and 15. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against them." It was also Christ being portrayed through Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac, the ceremonial law with sacrificing, shedding of blood, the mercy seat, the Passover, all pictures of Christ. He was also the manna, that is the bread of life. He was also the water from the smitten rock, the living water. He was also the brazen serpent, the Son of Man being lifted up on the cross or on the tree. In the book of Ruth, he was the picture of the kinsman redeemer who married a Gentile bride and also fulfilled the redeeming act. In Judges and Kings, there are types of the one to come. They all point to a better and glorious ultimate judge and king. It was Christ of whom the prophets, right from Isaiah to Malachi, spoke. They portrayed his suffering and at times his glory also. The whole New Testament, when you come to the New Testament, whole New Testament is full of Christ. The Gospels are full of Christ's life. Matthew portrays the Messiah. He brings about the legal line through Abraham. Mark portrays the servant God. Luke portrays the Son of Man, and he gets the leniency or the genealogy right from Adam. John portrays the Son of God, born from above. The Acts are Christ preached and proclaimed. The Epistles are Christ's life applications. If we can read from one of the epistles, Philippians chapter 3, 7 and 8. "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." If we continue, we go on to the end, to Revelation. And it's all about Christ. It is, in fact, the Revelation book starts with the first verse saying, "The revelation of Jesus Christ." How amazing that we come before to worship and praise the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And even as we are looking, or we've just gone through most, there's so many things, there's so many references of Christ. The whole book is about him, as we've read in Psalms. The whole book is about him. He is the center, even of the candlesticks that we see in Revelation. Specifically, I would like to read Revelation 5. If we can turn to Revelation 5 now. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamp as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and 1,000 of 10,000s, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb for ever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever, where no man had the eligibility, no one there was able to meet the requirement on the outer side of the seal. It is said that there were letters on the outer and the inner. No man had the eligibility except for the Lamb. And that is whom we worship before today. That is whom we come before today. It is said that John wept bitterly. On reading a bit about it, with the Greek word there, it says he wept with strong tears. It was an intense cry, because there was no man found worthy. But at that time, the Lamb who was standing among his people came forth, and he took the scroll. He had the eligibility. He met the needs that were written there, and he was able to not only take the seal, open the seal, and also open the scroll. That the Lion of Judah, this is the Lion of Judah that we come before today, this morning, who came and took this scroll from the right hand of God. And I would like to finish up with another verse from Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, the latter part of Revelation 1, 5, and verse 6. If you can turn to that part of scripture as well. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And even as the multitudes bow down before him, let us bow down before this great God of ours, who came for each one of us to set us free, and whom this whole book is about. And he is the reason that we worship. He is the reason that we bow down before the King of Kings. Praise God, and let us bow down before him.